Strategic planning for leaders. Start with a vision. I'm often asked, what's the difference between a mission and a vision? That's a great question, as it strikes to the very heart of leadership responsibility, ensuring people understand your dream for the organization, as well as why they are there and what the organization does. A vision is a big dream. The leader's lofty and challenging view of what he or she wants to accomplish. Conversely, the mission is a short, succinct statement that defines what the organization really does. Together, they are the first steps in a solid strategic plan. Let's start with the vision. No matter the type of organization, as a leader, you must have a clear idea of where you want that organization to go. A vision. Perhaps it's a dream of being the leader in your field or an innovator of new technology. Whatever your vision, it is yours and yours alone. But have you mistaken your vision for the mission? Remember that the vision should be a dream, one that is far-reaching and without many boundaries, while the mission is a more clearly defined explanation of why the organization exists and what it does. A good example I've seen lately is the increasing number of companies that define their missions as producing a product with minimum impact on the environment. They're mixing the vision and the mission. The mission is to produce a product. The leader's vision is to produce the product in an environmentally sensitive way, and that vision should be a guiding force in the rest of their planning, but it isn't the mission. In 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and delivered what has become one of the most famous speeches in American history. His "I Have a Dream" speech clearly illustrated his vision. King saw what needed to be done. He knew what the mission was, but so did many others. He was a major leader in the civil rights movement because he had a vision of what should be. He had a dream, and he was able to articulate that dream to the masses. His vision touched a chord and led to real social change. The leader owns the vision for the organization he or she leads. This vision should be lofty and challenging, a concept that is bold and far-reaching. It is leaders with great visions who motivate others to succeed and accomplish great things. To create a vision statement, ignore what may stand in your way and consider what you would ideally like to accomplish. What is your dream? What is your vision?